SFM, jou streek, jou frekwensie, jou musiek.
Nou, ek gesels volgend, soos ek jou vroeger bietjie geterg het en jou bietjie lus gemaak het, ek gesels met Paul Hartzenberg van Protech en ons gesels oor, we specifically talking about lawn care this morning. Good morning, Paul. Great to have you here.
Thank you very much and good morning to the listeners out there. Yes, we're speaking about lawn care this morning, so I think we should just get into it because the season is on hand. And it's time to get prepared for December, especially when you want your house to be and garden looking great. So as you all know, the Southern Cape is about a month behind as far as seasons are concerned. So we're still experiencing a bit of cold weather and rain and so forth, but it seems that the right time to start preparing for your lawn is currently. The lawn's still a bit saturated from the rain, so it would be good to start now. Lawns can either make or break a garden. A good-looking lawn is always an asset to your garden, and it sets the scene for a lovely garden. We need to make sure our lawns are in great shape to get the best out of them. So we need them well-kept and fed, and kept at a good length at all times. So, yeah.
Okay. Important things. Tell me, where do we begin when it comes to lawn care? You know, someone like me who's an absolute, I want to call it idiot. You know, I know nothing about lawn care. I mow it and that's it.
Well, mowing's a good place to start, but a little bit more needs to be done. So as you guys know, during winter, your lawn is pretty much dormant. So we begin the process by aerating the roots first. Firstly, we'll cut the lawn to a length shorter than normal and then rake up the grass cuttings. After that, you can make sure your lawnmower's blades are sharp before cutting starts, because if you tear grass leaves and so forth, it can make them susceptible to fungi and you really don't want any diseases on your lawn. It's just going to be an extra cost for you to sort out and so forth. So, okay, so we get to the roots then, and these need to be aerated as to promote healthy growth. So you can either use a spiked roller or a fork to do this, but water your lawn beforehand just to make this task easier, because it can be back-breaking, to say the least. So the softer the soil, the better. And then if you see any sunken areas on your lawn, use some lawn dressing just to fill these in, and you'll have a nice, neat, and smooth-looking lawn.
Okay, fantastic. Now, once this is done, but I'm going to save this question for after the music. We're going to turn to some music, and then I'm going to ask you, what do you do after that? Because that's usually where I stop with my lawn care. But first, some music.
Psst, jy, ja jy, nou dat ons jou aandag het, vertel jou vriende van SFM en ondersteun plaaslik. SFM maak elke dag 'n goed gevoel dag. SFM.
Ja, welkom terug na die breek. Ek gesels vanoggend met Paul Hartzenberg van Protech and we're discussing caring for your lawn maintenance. So you've gone through the whole process of preparing and aerating the lawn and making sure the lawnmower's blades are sharp to prevent fungus and all of those complications. So what now? What kind of fertilizer can I use now?
Well, to begin the process, you'd have to start with something like a general fertilizer, which has got more or less equal parts in nitrogen, potassium, and phosphate. The phosphate obviously aids root development, and your nitrogen helps with the leaf stimulation. So it's a good general feeding for your lawn. You want good strong roots, which can later on absorb fertilizer with a high nitrogen content for leaf growth. And then you first apply something like Protech 232 general fertilizer or guano pellets, which is the organic equivalent for root and leaf stimulation. And then about after 6 weeks, you can fertilize with Protech 713 lawn and foliage, land can, or organic grow green. Yeah. Grow green contains both micro and macro elements, which are important for soil health. So obviously, if you've got a healthy soil, you're going to have a healthy lawn as well. So, and just remember to water well after applying the fertilizer, especially the chemical fertilizer, to avoid any possible burning of the lawn. And then you can rotate your feeding between the three products. So this will just ensure that you keep a healthy balance and also that your lawn is well fertilized.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, after that initial fertilizing, and I think this is also something that a lot of people struggle with. What about watering? How often do I do this, and how much, and especially now in summer?
Yeah, so, you know, we are in a water-sensitive area, if you could say that. But depending on your water, or rather your soil quality, water can vary from area to area. And generally, a good 25 mil drenching every 7 days should be enough, as this encourages roots to grow deeper in search of water and nutrients. But let's bear in mind that 25 mils every 7 days is not a hard and fast rule, but it's a good place to start. If you are unsure about whether your lawn needs watering, just take a walk on it, and if it doesn't spring back, it needs watering. So if this does, for instance, happen, say, 5 days after you initially watered, change your routine to every 5 days, and this should give you best results.
Okay. Now, after all this preparation and with your lawn now doing well,
yes.
What sort of cutting are we looking at then after that?
You know, obviously you want a neat lawn, so cut it regularly and keep it tidy. If you leave it too long and then cut it short, you're just feeling a bit lazy or so on, and you suddenly cut it short, the sun may burn it, and it'll take time to recover from this, because especially if there's a few days of really hot weather, it's going to get well burnt, and then you're going to have to start this whole process again. So just keep to your regular schedule of cutting, and then, as usual, sharp blades to ensure you don't get any rough cuts and so on. And then rather keep the length between, say, 2.5 and 4 centimeters in your in certain areas of your garden that doesn't get too much traffic. And then high traffic areas, you can cut at about 5 centimeters. And, don't cut more than a third length of the grass blade, as this could damage it. And I would say with this sort of general lawn care, you're probably going to have a lovely, lush-looking lawn ready for December and a couple of months before then. And then you can enjoy those lazy summer days on your lawn.
Fantastic. I'm scribbling notes like mad. Well, it doesn't look like it, but I've got them here right on the computer. But there's one or two more specific to contact details questions that I've got after this. Let's go to a break, and then I'd like to summarize and then give people your contact details.
Great.
Word deel van ons Facebookblad vandag nog. facebook.com/SFM-streek.
Ek dink dis om in strut as jou, as jy nou hier in die middel van die somer kom en jou grasperk is so mooi prachtig. Now, Paul is busy giving us some very good pointers on getting your lawn in that condition. Now, if I can ask you, just give us a quick recap, most important points.
All right, so remember just to cut your lawn short, first of all, then aerate the roots, fertilize with a good general fertilizer, and then just to prepare your root system and so forth, and then follow that up with anything rich in nitrogen, like a 713, a land can, or a grow green. And after that, just regular watering and regular cutting to keep it in shape. It's as easy as that, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually, you make it sound like it's not rocket science. To me, it always feels like rocket science. But,
no, not at all. Not at all.
So, Paul, another thing. Does ProTech have any lawn seeds for sale to the public?
Yes, absolutely, we do. We've got ProTech Pro Lawn, and this can be sown as a new lawn, or you can seed it between your current lawn in patchy areas or under shady areas. It grows both in shade and full sun. And, it was used on the World Cup soccer in 2010. It was used on a number of their fields, so it can absolutely handle traffic. And, it's a very suitable grass, especially for our coastal and inland areas.
That's wonderful. Now, then, the most important question of all of these, where can listeners find out more about the products if they want to buy them? And obviously, where can they contact you? Because I'm sure you can give a lot of excellent advice.
Okay, great. they can find us, obviously, on our ProTech website. And that's at www.protechsa.co.za. And you'll find out more information about our products there. And also you can follow us on Facebook, where we post a lot of posts concerning our products and what they do and so forth. And then also You can obviously go to your local hardware store. Most retailers have got our products, nurseries and co-ops too. A lot of their floor staff are well trained, but if you can't find a product in your area in a particular shop or something like that, you can give our head office a call, and they'll inform you of who the representative is in your area, and you can then probably contact them directly, and they'll be able to advise you where to find the product you're looking for. That number for the head office is 011-812-9800. And the ladies at reception should be able to help you.
Fantastic. Yeah. And then, like you said, your products are available at hardware stores and nurseries and co-ops all over. Wonderful.
Yes, absolutely.
That was the voice of Paul Hartzenberg from ProTech. Paul, so great to have you here.
Great to be here. Just like to thank all the listeners and tell them to, guys, take care and continue creating beauty in and around your homes. And, yeah, have a great week.
Fantastic.
Adverteer jou besigheid vandag nog op SFM. Vir meer inligting skakel SFM gerus by 044-801-7811.